First of all, Fergal, I want to welcome you into the studio and good morning.
No, thanks very much. It's lovely to meet you after a few interviews on the phone.
Okay. What I want to get across first, anyway, all these swims that you do, all for charity, and you do have a website, and we're going to talk about what you've done, but also what you have coming up on the 16th. No, that's gone, isn't it? Yeah, that's gone.
Just slightly gone.
Slightly gone, yeah. That's just a senior moment that I have. But okay, we have these charities that you work for, and anything that you're doing in the future, but even stuff you've done recently, people could still donate to the charity. Because you, tell me how you select the different charities each time first.
Well, I don't actually have a systematic approach. No, I've actually done four big swims, and for each of the four swims, I've picked a charity. The first one I picked was the RNLI down in Inishmore on the Aran Islands, the lifeboat service down there, and I raised $7,500 for them 3 years ago. And then the following year, I picked cystic fibrosis research in Beaumont Hospital under Professor Jerry McElvaney, who you spoke to on your show. Jerry, a very good friend of mine for years and years and years, actually first met him on Inishman. And then last year I picked the Aisling Addiction Centre, for Adolescent Addiction Centre in Kilkenny, and this year I've picked Cancer Research. And the only reason I can pick for these is for Cancer Research, my son who lives in the Washington DC asked me a couple of months ago when I visited him would I do it for cancer this time. So that's okay. How cancer benefits this time.
And people, give us your website, people can look up. If they want to donate when they see the work, great work that you've done so far, and what you intend to do in the future as well.
Okay, well the easiest way to get into it, Noel, is just to type my name in Google. It's just Fergal Somerville, and the Somerville is spelled S-O-M-E-R-V-I-L-L-E, and that will bring up my Blogspot, and the Blogspot has the stories on the swims, and it also has the opportunity to donate to the charity, the cancer research this time.
Okay. Now, this swim that you did recently, the North Channel, what makes this so different from what you've done before?
It's probably the toughest channel swim in the world. It's my other channel swim was the English Channel, which I did in September 2011, and the difference between the two is that the North Channel, which is the stretch of water between the north of Ireland and Scotland, is much colder, it's much more tidal, it's much rougher, the weather is very unpredictable up there, and it's quite often poisoned with jellyfish.
Wow. We talked about that before. How many times have you been stung, or have you been stung?
Well, I picked an early date this year. In actual fact, I was the earliest of any of the successful swimmers to go by going on the 16th of June. And at that time of year, there's very few jellyfish. There was quite a few there on Sunday, but because the water was so cold, averaged between 9.5 and 10.5 degrees for the whole day, the jellyfish were quite low in the water. So I actually only got one sting on my left thigh, but it was a very, very minor sting.
Is there anything you can do? Anything you can put on yourself?
You just get on with it, Noel. I did have jellyfish-resistant sunscreen to put on, but I think that they just charge you more when they said they have that written on the bottle rather than just sunscreen, you know? Mm-hmm. But I was lucky this time, but probably just because I went so early in the year.
And I'm just looking at the curvature of the direction the swim takes. Why is that? It looks easier. A straight line is always the shortest route, if you know what I mean.
Well, and you're absolutely right, except the swim took me a time of 12 hours and 21. And in 12 hours, you have two tides. So I was just saying that North Channel is more tidal than the English Channel. And in actual fact, if you picture the gap between the north of Ireland and Scotland, it's almost like a funnel. The tide runs up and down it. So even though there's a curve there on the map, that curvature is actually sort of testimony to a guy called Quentin Nelson, who was my pilot on the swim, and his expertise in knowing the tides. In fact, if you look at the curvature, which is on a picture on the website as well, I made, in 3.5 hours, I made 9 miles, which is almost halfway across. And then it took me a further 9 hours to do the other half.
I'm talking to Fergal Somerville here, and we're talking about the North Channel swim. And he got a plenty of loving along the way, I'd say, did you?
I certainly did. And actually, I had a crew there of almost 12 on the boat. And, you know, even now, I have to tell you, they don't get an awful lot of loving back from a swimmer, unfortunately. You know, they get a lot of growling and scowling. And any of them that were there, they stuck through it to 12 hours and accommodated me, you know.
Put a swear box on the boat.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to afford to come back.
You'd make a lot of money then. Can I ask you, just, I think I asked you many, many times, or during maybe in the course of the first interview we did together, visions of me when I'd see it on the news many, many years ago, when they used to highlight all, I mean, it seems to be passé now, the Channel swim to France and all that. You'd see them putting on the grease and all this, and that was a big thing. Do swimmers still do that, or... did it help or?
Oh no, I did it. What I do, Noel, is when you're swimming the channel, you swim channel rules. Captain Webb, 1875, pair of togs, hat and goggles, nose clip, ear clip, that's it, and nothing else. But you're also allowed to grease your body. But you grease your body for friction, not for warmth. So I use a mix of lanolin and Vaseline and a copious amount under the oxters, on the thighs and across the shoulders to stop any chafing of the legs, the arms and from the beard rash on the shoulder. And also put on a lot of Vaseline across the back of my shoulders and legs, you know, to stop the chafing in the neck. But it also helps a small bit there in relation to wind. And but we didn't have too much wind on Sunday, though. It was quite cold.
Mm-hmm. But they let you swim naked, wouldn't they? I mean, you wouldn't have any chafing then, would you? It's mainly from the top.
I haven't given it too much thought now, Noel, you know. So, but in water that cold, there wouldn't be too much to chafe anyway.
No, the only reason I'm saying that is because I heard someone, that I don't know, it was a cyclist or something, and they have to do something like that. I can't remember. Anyway, you came into the swimming late, Fergal.
Well, I came into this sort of swimming about 5 years ago, Noel. You know, I used to always be competitive and sporting, but I had a desperate back injury just over 20 years ago, and I was out of work for about 15 months, and I had both my lowest two discs are missing. The one was dissolved, one was removed in an operation over 23 years ago. And I was told that I would be back in 5 years for a fusion and a wheelchair. And the swimming really has managed to make me avoid that. You know, I am fit and healthy, you know, so it's great that way. But I only took to sea swimming just over 5 years ago. I go Inishman every year on the holidays, and I came back and I'd heard that there was a bunch of guys out in High Rock every Sunday, and they're an absolutely lovely bunch of guys, and but I went out and joined them and found a fantastic community with guys like Tony Mullins, Declan Proctor, and Joe Martin and Don Barry, who I swim with, and all of these young fellas, and you know, between 50 and 70 themselves, and we go out there every Sunday and they show us.
And when did it morph into the sort of marathon type of swimming?
The following year I started doing the Leinster Sea Swim races, and I enjoyed them, but I used to find that you were only swimming for about 20-25 minutes at most, and then you had to get out, and then the women's race started and hung around, and I find I absolutely just lose myself when I'm swimming. I, you know, love swimming in the sea, and I found out longer and longer swims, and I hooked up with a couple of friends who were practicing to swim the English Channel at the time, John Daly and John Kenny and a few others, and started doing longer and longer distances with them, and then set off doing longer distances and built up to where I am now.
Okay. Is there a sponsorship involved? I know you have people that support the charities you do, but generally, when you decide to do a swim, do you have to get sponsorships? I mean, it must cost some money.
It costs a fair bit, but I've always funded my own swims.
Okay.
I've never had sponsorship. And the other thing is, in relation to the charities, every penny that I get goes into the charities. You know, so I fund it for myself. In some ways, now, like, I do this for myself to see, can I achieve it, and it's a personal goal and the likes. And then I use that. That's why I use and not offer it to different charities each time and allow them to make a
testing
few bucks
yourself.
Exactly. It's also, it helps you along when you're flailing towards the end of a swim, and like, you know that if you do this and if you complete it, some people will be impressed. They'll throw a few bob into the My Charity thing, and the charity will benefit from it. So,
okay, I'm just looking at some of the stats compared to you. The oldest swimmer to complete the crossing, you're the fourth fastest of 14, the sixth fastest of 18 successful. It's the earliest recorded North Channel swim on only in June since the record started, and the coldest temperature. There's some stats there.
The oldest, the coldest, and by far the boldest.
Okay, on the line now, I have another lady who's has some records broken as well. I have Maggie Kidd. Hello, Maggie, how are you?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks.
I know that you went down and you met Fergal when he finished this Channel swim. Was that the first time you'd met him?
Yeah. I'm quite sure it wouldn't be the last.
But it may be the first time you met him, but obviously you talked to him.
Yeah, I spoke to him a lot over the past year and a half.
Okay, how did you get in touch, and how did that go?
I think it was through Facebook. We've got quite a few friends in common just through swimming, long distance swimming and that, and he added me on Facebook.
Okay, well, tell me about your own career in swimming.
I swam the English Channel in 1987. In 1980, I became the first Scot and the youngest to cross the North Channel.
The first one? How old were you at the time?
No, I was the first Scottish one.
First Scottish one, okay.
I was 22.
22, the youngest at the time. And have you been doing this sort of thing since then, more or less? How often would you do challenges like this then? I mean, what else did you do besides the channel?
I swam Loch Lomond, Lake Windermere 2A. I did a lot of big swims, but I haven't swum for quite a few years now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and tell me about your meeting with Fergal when he arrived.
Yeah, he was brand new when he finished. a bit shivery, but really, he was good. It was a lot better conditioning than I finished.
Okay, now your English Challenge swims includes three double crossings, one triple crossing. send it you. I'm reading the wrong one.
No, that's not me.
Okay, I'm reading the wrong one. Okay, that's Kevin Murphy, I think. Am I right, Fergal?
It's Ali Strader, but you were close, though.
Close enough, okay. Okay, I'm just trying to read through some of the stuff that I have here. You brought him down, you said he was shivery and stuff like that, so what did you bring him to warm him up?
A nice bottle of whiskey.
Was there Irish whiskey? I'm assuming it was Scotch, yeah?
Yeah, Scotch whiskey. Uh-huh.
Okay. I have to say, you're very quiet.
I'm always quiet.
And you're very shy.
Yeah.
Is that part of it? I mean, the opposite to Fergal.
Yeah, total opposite.
You are, yeah, because I imagine that if you were sort of wanted to get away from things, in the middle of the channel is a place to do it. If you just want to be on your own and do your thinking while you're concentrating and on your swim. Would that be a good assessment?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Can I just go back? I know I sort of asked you, but how did you graduate from... say maybe just an ordinary young girl swimming to getting into channel swimming?
I learned to swim when I was 11. Before I learned to swim when I was 13, I remember watching a film with my mum, and it was Esther Williams, Dangerous Swim Wet, where she swam the channel in it, and I decided then that's what I wanted to do. And ever since then, I just looked for information, and it's not as publicised as it is nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's not much publicity about it, the great achievements of the looks of yourself, or
not.
Fergal as well.
Yep. They don't seem to have much interest in it.
Yeah, I think Fergal would like to go the way of Esther Williams, though. He wouldn't mind being a film star, doing all that.
Yeah, I could imagine him in a swimsuit.
The monster from the deep.
Have you been over to Ireland yet, Maggie?
No, I'm hoping to go over in August with my fiancé, because it's 25 years this year since I swam it, so we're hoping to go over in the summer.
Okay, and I'm sure you're going to meet up with Fergal at the time.
Yeah.
At the time. Maybe he'd bring you a bottle of Irish. he's giving out because I'm about to take the surprise out of it. Well, he's listening to you now. Is there anything you'd like to say to him now, that he's not too close, so you don't have to be afraid of him blushing?
No, he swam absolutely brilliant. The time that he did was excellent. And at that time of year, there's nobody else I don't think would even think about getting in June. I was a bit wary when he said he was going as early as that, but no, he did amazing.
Mm-hmm. But you gave him a lot of advice anyway on sort of things to do and the route and all the things to watch out for, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
He wants to say something to himself anyway.
Maggie, how are you doing?
I'm all right, thanks.
Good stuff. I just wanted to say thanks a million to you for all your help and support. And absolutely, was delighted when 3 miles from the Scottish coast to hear that you're up on top of the cliff watching and cheering us in, you know. And then super to meet you on the pier in Portpatrick and like so. But you know, it, and you've, you've been a terrific support to me over the year and a half that I've been training and practicing for this, and all the phone calls and emails and everything like that. You know, and I was just telling Noel there that we're. I've now joined a club of 14. You're the youngest. I'm not the oldest now, but I was the oldest to do it. But I had great help from yourself and all of the other people on the list and the likes, you know, and every one of them supported me, cheered me on, and wanted me to be successful. And it's just a fantastic community. And you're up there at the top of it, Maggie. And thanks a million for your help.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, listen, Maggie, thank you very much for coming on. And maybe if you get over here in the summer for a break, yourself and your fiancé will come in and have a chat with me here. What month would it be when you're coming?
August the 23rd was the day I swam it, so by the end of August we'll be over.
Oh, that's great. Well, we're off for most of August, but I'm back on the 26th, so if you're still here at that time, I'd love to have you in. So I'll arrange that with Fergus. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Maggie, and thanks very much.
Right, thanks a lot.
See you, bye. And that's Maggie Kidd there. Got some of the stats there wrong, Fergus. That's it.
Jesus, man.
Okay. But she sounds like a lovely woman. Very quiet.
Absolutely fantastic. You know, I mean, it was a huge boost as well when you're in the water. You know, you've 3 miles to go and you've absolutely nothing left. And then to be somebody to shout out the boat, you know, Maggie Kidd is up there watching and she wants you to finish.
That gives you that extra boost.
Absolutely, yeah.
So what's next for you now? Have you gotten planned? Or?
Beer, no. Beer, that's it.
Are you finished really? You know?
I don't know. I don't think I'll ever do another one of them again now, you know? I think I'll just, you know, loll around and live on my reputation.
You could always do an easy one, like go from hotel to...
Well, that last one, I'll do that. I actually looking forward to getting back into the Dublin swims now, you know, and there is things like that, the Island swim, and you know, we have our own swim, Eastern Bay in July in High Rock. We've the Liffey swim in August, which is on the Saturday when she's coming over, and this weekend we've the Sheelan swim up in Cavan, which is Martin Cullen's swim, and it's a super swim now, you know, and we'll go up there and get involved in that now, you know.
Okay, so you're just sort of taking it easy and not, I mean, for me that would be very strenuous, but it's taking it easy for you.
Too much time in my hands now.
Okay, any final words, Fergal, that you'd like to say to people? I'm sure there's a lot of people that helped you along the way and gave generously to the charities as well. Particularly in your swimming.
Yeah, I find I come on this, Noel, right, and I come away from your show and I get the ears boxed off me because I didn't thank somebody. And I think one day I was on and I got 19 names in 5 minutes right now. I haven't gotten anywhere near them. But there's certainly people that I have to thank. There was a couple of guys who couldn't be on the boat with me on Sunday, but they were on the team. That's my two sons, Owen and Connor. My wife, Margaret, who was on the boat. One of my best buddies from school, Mick Gartland, who has been on all of my swims and the other swims that we haven't even mentioned. My brother-in-law, Paul Hickey, who was lounging away in Lanzarote, you know. And then the people who were on the boat, Jerry Meehan was the observer. Martin Cullen, as I say, a huge supporter for myself, and the two main lads, John Daly and Tom Healy, both of who gave up their Father's Days to come out and support me, and the help that they gave was outstanding, you know. Because when you're doing a swim like this, people start to see it as they see the swim and they see the swimmer, you know, but the swimmer only sees the side of the boat. Mm-hmm. And like you've 12 and a half hours in the water, the first 3.5 hours went blissfully in 9 miles, and the next 9 hours you're pulling in every 45 minutes for a feed. And every 45 minutes we had Tom Healy or John Daly give me out the feeds and they'd say something to give you some degree of encouragement, and that was absolutely fantastic because you pull away from the boat and you're exhausted from 3 hours into it and you just keep going and going, and what gets you going is the words that they give you, you know. And even the bunch of people down in Sandy Cove and Cork had a swim on Sunday around the beautiful island of Sandy Cove near Kinsale, and they had a Go Fergal swim. Now, when I heard that on Sunday, I pulled away from the boat after the feed, and I got about an hour and a half thinking about all of the swimmers that I know down in Cork from over the last couple of years from swimming in Sandy Cove, the Lee, Myrtleville and the likes, you know. And as you go along for that hour and a half, you're even chatting to them now. You know, and so there's too many to mention, and they want to thank to us.
I'll just thank everybody. You have me exhausted just listening to that describing that to myself. Listen, good continued success and happy life, and I'm sure I'll be talking to you again.
No, thanks a million.
Thanks, Fergal.